It's now 7 o'clock. I'd like to call this meeting to order. There will be two public meetings being held this evening in accordance with the Planning Act. The first meeting is regarding the application of Gary Oglestone, the extended temporary use bylaw to continue the permit of a garden suite on the subject property period for 3 years. The subject lands are located on 15696 Airport Road. The second meeting will be regarding an application of Paul A. King, planning consultants on behalf of 168-5078 Ontario Inc. for a draft plan of subdivision and rezoning to create an estate residential subdivision with lot sizes ranging from 0.6 of a hectare to 10.42 hectare of a hectare. The subject lands are located on 0 Highway 9 east corner of Mount Pleasant Road and Highway 9. The purpose of these public meetings is to gather input from the public concerning the applications. Any members of the public who have written concerns or appeals dealing with the applications being heard at the public meeting should be directed to the town clerk's office. Any interested persons wishing further notification regarding any application are advised to clearly print their name and address and notification on the list located on the table at the entrance of the council chamber outside the door. Following the presentations, the members of the public will be invited to approach the podium stating their name and address to provide comments, as the members of the public clearly state their name and address for public record. If you have a presentation material, please provide the copy to the recording secretary at the desk on your left. Please note that any information submitted at this evening will be formed part of the town record. Sorry. I had to choke on that. Following the public's comments, and members of council will be invited to ask questions to the presenter regarding the information contained to the presentation. Please note that council members are here to listen to the comments from the public and are not here to provide an opinion or a debate on the matter. I will now ask Melissa Moyer, Community Development Planner for the Town of Caledon, to confirm the notification was conducted in accordance with the Planning Act for the public meetings.
Yes, Mayor Thompson.
Thank you, Ms. Moyer. I will now call upon Mr. Oglestone to please come forward and present his presentation.
Thank you. Mayor Thompson and councilors, my name is Gary Oglestone. This is about my fourth time visiting these premises for this particular facility. It started back in 1999, first application that was approved for a 10-year period. The justification then, as it still is today, was for my sister-in-law, who was a diagnosed schizophrenic, and prior to moving into that facility, she was in and out of the hospital three or four times a year for about sometimes 3 weeks, sometimes 8 or 10 weeks for what I call stabilization or adjustment, getting drugs and meds sorted out and this sort of stuff. That's kind of the way it was in those days. So anyway, we progressed along through to 2009, 2012, and now we're at 2015 at the three-year intervals. Debbie, my sister-in-law, since moving in there, she has never been back to the hospital to be regulated, and she lives in there with on her own. She handles her own affairs. She looks after her own medication on a day-by-day basis, but she is supervised by myself or my son or daughter or her other sister, which lives in Richmond Hill and visits her occasionally. Now, where are we going here? So, anyway, she is now living there quite comfortably and maintaining her own affairs with dignity and integrating into the community and this sort of thing. So that justification still exists. So I am here now asking you to extend the bylaw for another 3 years. Yes. The pictures are, if you guys want to turn and have a look here, let's... Oh, okay. Let's go back. That's the frontage. That's the sign. Are you good? Oh, you see it there. Sorry. That's taken from Airport Road, the application sign and the numbers there. This is looking into the property from Airport Road. It's kind of behind those trees and that little bit of shrubbery there. You can just see the right-hand corner of the building there.
Right.
And it's moving in a little farther. Okay. So, okay, this is moving in a little further. Here, the hydrometer, you can see that truck there that was in the other pictures. That's the east side of the building that faces Airport Road. And then this is on the north side. This is the, where are we here? It's the other way. Okay, that's the south side looking towards Airport Road. That's that same vehicle you saw in a previous picture. That's it, there isn't any. Oh, okay, I thought there was a couple more. One taken out of the west end, but it doesn't matter. Okay, that's it for me in summarizing what the objective is on our part. Any questions?
Okay, I will now thank you very much, Mr. Oglestone, and I will ask for the public, and then if there's any questions from council, I'll ask you to come forward,
sir. Thank you.
If there's no further comments, okay, is there any other comments from the public concerning Mr. Oglestone's application? Is there any members of council? Councillor DeBoer?
I think this is more directed at staff. Is there a way to come up with a longer time frame than every 3 years?
Ms. Moore?
Through Mayor Thompson to Councillor DeBoer, the Planning Act only provides for a 3-year extension period, and that time period is built into the official plan. So the Planning Act only provides for the 3-year extension. So
that's under the Provincial Planning Act. Like at the provincial level.
That's correct.
We couldn't put in a condition that this can continue until the property changes ownership.
Through Mayor Thompson, the Planning Act does not provide for the extensions to extend beyond 3 years.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, no further comments. I would declare this part of the public meeting closed. We will start the next public meeting because it's in the newspaper at 7:15. So thank you. 7 o'clock for both, so we can go right forward. Okay, very good. Mr. Oglestone, you're good to go. Thank you very much. See you in 3 years. We'll now move on to the next application to be heard this evening. I will now ask Stephanie McVitie, Senior Development Planner for the Town of Caledon, to confirm the notification was conducted in accordance with the Planning Act for public meetings.
Yes, Mayor Thompson.
Thank you, Ms. McVitie. I will now call upon Mr. Paul King to make his presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, my name is Paul King. I'm the planning consultant, and I'm here on behalf of the two owners of the property. This is, in fact, two properties. The subdivision is comprised of two separate parcels where they've combined their efforts to submit a subdivision application. And as noted in the public meeting information notice and in the town's package that's provided, this is an application for both a rezoning and a draft plan of subdivision. The
light isn't coming on.
Oh, okay.
There we are.
Okay. This is the first slide is just a general location of the property. The property is where the yellow pin is. It's located at the southeast corner of Mount Pleasant and Highway 9. It's largely an agricultural property, with the eastern portion being a residential piece. To the north is the agricultural lands in the town of New Tecumseh. You can see that on the west side is the estate subdivision that's accessed through McGuire Trail from Mount Pleasant. To the east, there are other rural, sort of rural residential properties that front onto Highway 9. And to the south, the larger parcel to the south that runs to the rail tracks, that is a, again, it's a largely agricultural piece, but it's also subject to an application for an estate residential development. That application's actually been around since 1995. My understanding is that it's sort of recently changed hands, and it's progressing to the point where it's going to be at a public meeting relatively soon for the same type of estate residential subdivision. The subject property I've identified in red, as you can see, it's again largely vacant. The majority of the property is used for agricultural purposes. The existing house and outbuildings on the east side of the property are accessed through a driveway to Highway 9. That portion of the property is the only part of the site that also has a sort of significant vegetation associated with it. The remainder of the property is basically empty. There's a few trees associated with a hedgerow on the south side of the property. The southwest corner, there are two houses that were taken out of the property, I assume from a previous consent prior to the applicant purchasing the property. And farther south of that, there are another three houses that front onto Mount Pleasant that were obviously taken out of the parcel to the south of it. So there are five residential properties in that string of lots on the east side of Mount Pleasant. Across the street, you can see that the estate subdivision that fronts onto McGuire Trail, that obviously winds its way through further to the west. As you, council knows, the property is designated a state residential community in the Town of Caledon official plan. It's also designated the same in the Region of Peel official plan, and it's a part of the Oak Ridges and Moraine plan area. As a result, we're subject to the provisions of the town's OP that require a fair amount of upfront study associated with these developments. So it requires a number of hydrogeological, geological, environmental, natural heritage evaluations. In this particular case, we had to do a noise study, detailed grading, drainage, and stormwater management plans. And this map is essentially the accumulation of all of those studies. And what it shows, it's a little bit difficult to see, but all of the colored areas on the plan, those essentially represent sloped areas on the property where we're not intending to develop the property. Those slopes are in excess of 10 and 15%, and they're essentially not available for structure envelopes. So the property development area is really contained to the west side of the property. That property has a slope generally from west to east, slopes down from west to east, and so the development portion of the property is all situated on the what I call sort of the western highlands of the property. Property consists, the development proposal consists of 22 lots. The 21 lots are what you see on the proposed new road. Those lots would be developed in accordance with the town's policies related to creating structural envelopes, driveway access points. The access to the subdivision from Mount Pleasant is designed to be directly opposite of McGuire Trail. It was the most logical location for it, so that there wouldn't be any differences in terms of site distances. The remainder of the property will be left and converted to a single lot. The 22nd lot is really the house on the east side. We're actually increasing that current lot from 15 acres to 25 acres. So there'll be plenty of sort of buffer between that existing dwelling and the new development. You can see in this schedule that there's a hatched area, a black hatched area, and that area is proposed to be reforested. We're proposing 12 hectares of reforestation land, so essentially converting what is largely an open field now to a subdivision and a larger reforestation area. And then the only other aspect of the subdivision is that the south terminus of the road, the subdivision, proposed subdivision road, it lines up with the proposed subdivision to the south. That was one of the requirements that was put to us initially, is that that subdivision was already sort of designed when we purchased this property. So that road lines up with where they're proposing to access this property. The final thing with respect to the subdivision is that there is a proposed stormwater management pond associated with the development, and it's located on Mount Pleasant Road, directly to the north of the two existing dwellings that front onto Mount Pleasant. This is the second try for us in terms of this subdivision. We initially had that pond in a different location, but through very long and sort of detailed conversations and reports with the NVCA, it was determined that the pond should be relocated so there was a better outlet to that pond, and any potential regional storm or 100-year storm would have an outlet to the municipal right-of-way rather than overland to some other part of the property. So that was the result of a fairly long and detailed process. This slide is simply as the draft plan of subdivision. The minimum lot size for the 21 new lots is 0.6 hectares, so that would be the minimum. They go up to about 1.1, 1.2 at the most. And then, as I said, the other larger existing house is now a 10.4 hectare parcel. This is sideways, but what we are required to do as part of the detailed submission is prepare a preliminary grading and lot grading plan, road profile and lot grading plan, and that's what this is. And so it just shows the proposed grades on the roads. It shows structure envelopes for each of the houses that are being proposed. It's schematic, so it's not, they may not be exactly where we're showing them, and we use a sort of a typical house design to demonstrate that the lots can function, that their driveways can function with proposed grades. And then the only other element to this is I've added the green area, and that's the proposed reforestation for this part of the plan. So we intend on adding reforestation to the back of the lots from 13 through to 21 to do two things. One is to create a bit of a corridor, a wildlife corridor between those lots and perhaps joining to the other side of the site. And two is to provide sort of a visual separation between Mount Pleasant and the lots, at least some of the lots, and provide a little more protection for the existing two houses that front onto Mount Pleasant. The other requirement that we've had through the process is that the Ministry of Transportation has, we've worked with them with respect to noise attenuation. There is a noise issue with Highway 9, so we have had to design a noise attenuation wall associated with the back of lots 1 through 6, partially onto 7. So we've had to work with the ministry with respect to where that wall is located, the height of the wall, and any berm. So we're proposing a combination of berm and fence for that location, so that it's not a totally, you know, 2.5 meter high wall. It's a rural location, so we wanted to soften that. So we should have an opportunity with that to have some landscaping associated with the highway side, so that it's not quite as visually obtrusive as what it could otherwise be. And that's really the intent of the subdivision, is to use the site and try to minimize sort of the visual aspects of the site. It's a wide open property, and so we're trying to add into it what we can to sort of soften the subdivision. And those are really my comments related to the subdivision.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. King. Now, are there any members of the public that wish to come forward tonight? Please step forward to the podium and state your name clearly, your name and your address. Okay. Is there any members of the council that wish to have any questions? Councilor McClure?
Yeah, what size homes do you plan on putting here?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, to Councilor McCure. I'm not sure. My client is not the builder.
You're mainly interested in selling the lots, and that's mainly your interest, eh?
Well, there would be an option. I think this particular owner has done subdivisions before, and he's sold both to builders and individual lots. So if there's a market for all of the lots, I think he would probably sell all of the lots.
I see.
What we do, however, is we design the sites for a footprint of about 4,000 square feet.
Yeah, okay, good size. Yeah, it's amazing you get permission for this in Elk Ridge's Marine. That's my thought, but if you've got it, good for you.
It's pre-designated. It's been designated for that.
Well, good for you. Okay, thank you.
Councillor DeBoer?
Thanks. I think between Paul and staff, I think you maybe need to just spend a few minutes or whether you want to do with the report so that the members of council understand that this area is part of the Palgrave residential community. There's a certain amount of regulation, very strict regulation, permitting development, but that this area has been designated for estate residential from just south of Old Church Road to Highway 9, roughly Highway 50 out to the Albion town line. And there's a very strict set of guidelines. There's a strict set of size of lots that are permitted and a fairly intensive workload, I would suggest that Tim would agree with, and that it's not easy to do. And it was because of the robust environmental policies that have permitted this to continue within the Oak Ridges Marine Conservation Plan when that was brought forward. So I think that there needs to maybe be some of that filtered down when the staff report comes through so that the other members of council understand.
Okay.
With regards to, I know there's two lots there in that neighborhood. I'm just trying to picture, there's a few more lots on the second 100 acres, but we're going to be doing the Hydro G study for the wells on those properties like we do with other developments? Or are you just proposing to service these lots if they want?
Mr. King?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Do you mean individually?
The individual wells on these two properties, they will be monitored, right?
Yeah, right, right. As part of, I would expect
quality and quantity.
Right, I would expect as part of our conditions, because it's always a condition, that we have to monitor the external wells within a distance around the property for a period of time to make sure that they're not impacted by this development, their wells are not impacted. Currently, our proposed water is from a connection from McGuire through the subdivision that would, again, extend south into the other subdivision to the south.
So the proposal is with the development to the south, it would service that way, not down Mount Pleasant?
I know our proposal doesn't propose a service down Mount Pleasant. I think if there's a looping requirement for the subdivisions, both subdivisions, I think it would then continue down Mount Pleasant and perhaps to Old Church.
Okay. Okay, and I think staff.
Unless there's a way across somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
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 All right. Good. Councilor Mizzapelli.
Thank you, Mayor Thompson. Thank you, Mr. King, for your delegation. Just have one question with respect to the environmental zone you mentioned that applies to the bulk of the lots, and just ballpark, like eyeballing it, it comprises anywhere from a third to a half of some of the lots. What's the density? You mentioned forestation in that area, which I guess was a condition of the Oak Ridges Marine Plan, I'm guessing. What's the density of the forestation in that environmental zone? Is it sparse planting, or is it going to be densely planted?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The two things, really, is the reforestation is not a requirement. It's a voluntary policy in the official plan. Reforestation allows you to receive bonus lots. If you reach, for every 4 hectares of reforestation, you're allowed to achieve bonus lots, if you can, within the density cap. These areas all have a density provision in the official plan, so there's a calculation that has to happen to determine how many lots you're eligible for on your property. reforestation is something above and beyond that that may allow you to have additional lots. The reforestation in this plan accounts for one lot. So that's how the way that reforestation works. With respect to the reforestation itself, the practice currently, and I may be corrected by staff because they're more up on this, is that it's done by the Conservation Authority. This property is in the NVCA, and that's my experience is with the TRCA 95% of the times with the Palgrave Estate area. So I'm not sure what the program will be with the NVCA. Initially, when this program started, it was you had to do a reforestation plan that got approved by the Conservation Authority, and then you did it. The proponents did it, but it's been taken over. That process has been taken over by the Conservation Authority. So I think we will get into that with the NVCA in terms of who does the actual reforestation.
Okay.
Unless staff knows more, something other than that.
I don't know, Ms. Vick. Ms. Vick,
do you have anything more to add?
Through you, Mayor Thompson, to Councillor Mezzabelli, I'm just going to add that we've received confirmation from Nod Osega Valley, and what will happen is through the conditions of draft approval, we do not yet know whether it's going to be the applicant submitting the reforestation plan or whether Nod Osega Valley will be working on the plan like TRCA does. But what I can tell you is that plan will be reviewed by both town staff and Nod Osega Valley staff, and the guidelines that we're going to use are the TRCA guidelines that we use elsewhere across the town so that it's comparable and standard to what we are doing elsewhere.
Okay. So, excuse me. Got the same thing as you. So to that point, when I look at a map there and I see a hatched mark, it means there is restricted permissions in that area. But I see their lots run right through it. So what would be, like Cole's notes, the restrictions to the residents in those environmental zones?
As part of the zoning of the property, those green areas will effectively be outside of the structure envelope, so they'll be zoned to be natural areas, and the limitation in the zoning bylaw will be that those areas can't be touched. You can't build on them, you can't cut them. So they're basically in the lot, but it's an environmental area in your lot that can't be touched.
Okay. And I imagine there'd be wording in the purchase and sale agreement on title that would capture that.
Through you, Mayor Thompson, we noted on the purchase and sale agreement, it's in the zoning bylaw. It's also on the sales office plan, should there be a sales office plan, so that people are educated about this. And it's part of the draft conditions for the subdivision.
Okay.
And in the subdivision agreement.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Councillor Ennis.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. King, what buffer will exist between the stormwater management pond and the existing lot to the south of it? There's a nice buffer, as Councillor Mezzabelli just alluded to, for 14 and 13. So the plantings will help to block the view of the existing residents. But what buffer will exist between the stormwater management pond and the existing residents?
There's no buffer, like separate buffer between
fencing,
the pond.
Fencing, tree planting.
Well, the pond gets landscaped. Mm-hmm. So the pond will have a landscape plan associated with it. So it's intended to look as like a natural pond at the end of the day. So that's why we put the pond there. So it would be essentially look as a buffer adjacent to that house. So it would be a wet pond, but it would be fully landscaped.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Is there any further questions from the public? Sir, then you need to come up. I saw you. I thought you were going to ask, but you got to come forward and state your name and address.
My name is Wayne Strutt.
You have to say it in the microphone. I'm sorry, because it's recording.
My name is Wayne Strutt. I live on Highway 9, just east of those parcels. My concern is the water table, which somebody touched on. I've been there since 72, and I drilled a well in 75, and I changed the pump in 2002, and the water table had dropped 22 feet in that time frame. And that's since 2002, so we're 13 years later. I'd like to know what's going to happen now with the wells in that area.
All right.
Excuse me, Mr. Thompson. Sure. One other thing regarding the reforestation, the Ontario government only wants hardwoods, not coniferous. I've planted millions of coniferous trees, and I was told take them out, put hardwoods in, and I'm just wondering what they're going to do with that buffer as well.
Okay, can I please have Ms. McVitie or somebody please comment on that, please? Thank you.
Through you, Mayor Thompson. So the applicant has submitted a hydrogeological report, and as was explained earlier, staff are reviewing that report as well as the Nottawasaga Valley Conservation Authority and the Region Appeal. And in addition, the town will be asking that that report be peer-reviewed. So there'll be an external person reviewing it as well. There is always a draft condition with every development that the neighboring wells are monitored to look for changes. And if there are changes, then the developer has to take the appropriate action to fix whatever issue comes out of those wells. So that is a standard draft condition. It will be applied to this case. I can tell you that right now. As far as the reforestation area, this is the first time I'm hearing that the Ontario government does not want coniferous trees. Usually it is a mix of plantings depending on what is in the area. So if it is mainly deciduous, we may stick with deciduous. We tend to use native species that we are planting. So I can take that comment back and look into that further.
Okay.
Mr. Strutt, could you please give us your street address?
It's 10359 Highway 9.
Okay. We just need that just so in case there's well right. things at least we're monitoring, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
The other concern I'm going to have, but it'll come later, will be the parcel that's running south because I back on that property about 800 feet.
Okay.
So that'll be another concern. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. There's no further questions. I will now declare this meeting closed. Thank you very much, everybody. Good evening.